Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Never stop being you, Greg. Real quick, odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything Monday. Stoney and I will be here with you too. Rico vacation. Free agency is going to be in full swing. Who the hell's got to be a Lion Monday? And we took you through it. We'll get back to it. But before we do anything else, I just want to put a warning out there. If you have children in the car, I need you to be aware we're going to say something that I don't know that you want them to hear.
Correct.
And I'm not telling you that it's salacious or sexual in nature.
No, it's not, even though it's coming from my mouth.
Correct. But Mike Stone just told me the most horrifying thing I've ever heard. And it involves part of his dad's life's work, building a shopping mall that was only about 20 minutes from where I grew up.
Yes, Mohawk Mall in Niskayuna, New York, right close to Troy, Schenectady, where you grew up. 1970, it was the first mall that the company my dad worked for. He was in charge of leasing. So, you know, stores like Orange Julius and Chess King, he would be, you know.
Could you confirm or deny that Orange Julius is not actually a store but is a front? Please.
I used to think maybe it's named after for Dr. J, you know?
It's something I've believed my whole life.
Yes. So
I was to the headline,
okay,
though.
Okay, so I was just looking through the Wikipedia about Mohawk Mall, and there's a quote from my father. I showed that to you. And there's, like, events, you know, that have taken place. For instance, in 1991, the crew from ABC's America's Funniest People were at the center court there.
That's not the headline.
In 1985, the Pepsi Challenge came to the mall.
That's not the headline.
All right, here we go. I don't know if you remember this. Or hopefully Big G's listening. Maybe he remembers this.
I want to forget it.
I'm going to try not to laugh. But it's
no, hard. It's okay. I'm pretty sure 40 years later you're allowed to.
Yes.
You ready, David?
After Thanksgiving in 1986, children at the mall found out that...
This is so, but you're going to hell.
I've already been there.
Just read it. You got to read it.
That's going to be hard.
This is a low point for the show.
Anyway... I should have you read it because I can't anymore. After Thanksgiving 1986, children at the mall found out that Santa Claus was not real.
No, here's why.
Oh.
When the man pretending to be Santa Claus had a heart attack and died in front of...
Oh, no.
Santa, is that you?
Can I still pull on your beard?
Oh my God.
Bobby, Santa's lying there. He's not breathing. Will I still get that wagon for Christmas?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Santa dropped dead in front of the kids.
Oh. You take that trip to the mall to get your kids ready for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dad. I will ask my dad and my mom if they remember this story.
Do you remember a store called the Dream Machine Barrel of Fun?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I grew up poor.
And the Dark Room, a video game arcade next to the pizza parlor.
I'm going to tell you, it's one of the great injustices of today's children. Yes. They'll never know what an arcade was.
Yeah, very true.
I know.
Oh, my God. NBA
also
Jam.
Also never know if Santa's real or not.
Just pray that you never take your kid and Santa drops dead in front of him. I don't know how you get over that one.
I know.
That might take a few therapy sessions. All right. So, Red Wings trade deadline as dead as the Santa at the Mohawk Mall in 86. Kenny, take me through your levels of disappointment here. I'm not overly upset. I didn't go into it with expectation. Am I disappointed there's no clear path for Edvinson? Is that okay for me to be upset?
Sure, absolutely. That's where I begin. That's my starting point. Because going into this, I thought, hey, this is a team that's taking on water right now. We saw them lose a couple of big games. This is, I believe, I'm not out of place here calling this a must-win tonight against Arizona.
Oh, it's not. They at least got to get a point.
By the way, Rico might be there.
Yeah, no, I heard. I told him to send me a picture if he ends up going. I hope he does.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I told him to start a fight. Rico, yeah, I want him to like chest bump the glass.
Rico at the Mullet Arena.
Maybe you'll have an octopus. Throw it on the ice.
Keep rolling.
Anyway. My starting point is that there's no clear path for Simon Edvinson. And I'm not like my hair is on fire, fire Steve Yzerman. I'm not overreacting. I'm not freaking out. But to say that I'm not a little disappointed or a little bummed out about it wouldn't be accurate.
Okay. I'd be disappointed if I thought they had a chance to, you know, once they got to the playoffs, which obviously they have a chance, to make some legitimate noise. I don't think they can do that.
I think at best, you win a first-round playoff series. I think if it broke right and you were pesky and you get into a seven-game series and puck luck's on your side, they could do that. I don't think anyone's going to be pumped up to play them.
No, although the way it's going to be, do you trust them against – I know what happened last year, but Florida as an 8 seed was a hell of a lot better than the Wings would be, let's say, as an 8 seed playing Florida.
Yeah, of course. But so, I've seen it too many times in hockey where maybe I've given myself a false sense of security.
But it's usually the hot goalie or something. I just don't think – no offense, because he's played way over what anybody thought he would. I don't think Alex Lyon is the guy that's going to all of a sudden win a series for you.
But don't get ahead of yourself. If we don't make the playoffs, this trade deadline to me is a failure and should be counted against Steve Yzerman.
I agree totally.
But they have to get there.
Got to get in.
Right.
If they don't get in, this is...
Next year, is the heat will be starting to percolate a little bit.
Now, Steve Botts will tell you, wait till year 13. David, some ticket text, please, and then we'll get to who said it.
I'm dead. Literally. Get it? We're all going to hell, he said.
I know. He made me laugh because he couldn't stop laughing. And then I just thought about, like, Santa, are you okay?
Well, speaking of, someone does text in and says, I never knew I needed to hear Stoney laugh cry on the air. That was absolutely incredible.
Can you imagine the absolute damage that did to those kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
Not only do you find out, you know, certain things, but you saw a guy drop dead in front of you.
Yes.
That's a 2-for-1. Wow.
Oh, LOL. I usually don't get to laugh that hard during the show. Thanks, guys. I enjoy it on my drive home.
Are we allowed to laugh at something that morbid 40 years later?
Damn right we are.
Okay, I want to make sure.
It's been so long. I think that family's okay now.
Yes, yes. We're good.
How did Grandpa die? Yeah. Well, you see, he was playing Santa Claus, and he dropped dead and fell on a kid. I mean, what? That's unbelievable.
I know.
I'll call my dad during the break. I'll find out if he remembers this story. I would imagine that got some serious coverage on News Channel 13. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Somebody is saying that that was great radio, guys. I enjoy it. I also miss arcades here in the U.S. In Japan, they're all over the place still.
All I was trying to say is kids today have no concept of how awesome the shopping mall was when you were a little kid.
I know. But as the father of daughters, though, I'm kind of glad that when they were, you know, you didn't have to worry about, you know, your kids at a mall because that was a...
Yeah, now forget it. I mean, it's you can't let kids out of your sight. The world is effed. All right, David, anything uplifting to
Thank you. That was very encouraging, with my three boys. Thank you for that.
Well, it's true. You can't let them out of your sight of the job.
Oh, no.
The boys are okay.
No, you can't let them out your sight. Someone else says, next, Stoney will update us on the Easter Bunny and what happened to him in 1984.
At what mall? Yes.
My God. All right, let's get to who said it. We still got football to talk about. We still got Lions free agency. We got a lot left to do. Who said it? Coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.